This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cuckus bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy no. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Perseus Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Hello.
You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurt and me ring so.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people no like me. Everyone talk a smack a thing now. Bex throw me a do it like Nike. But me no fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly, my mind need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frosty can't stand me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud, them is them parents get corrupt, so them born negative. How much longer you got yet from people? You know, see, you're not benefit. These cars are digits. And say,
from what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk a smug a thing now. Big stroke me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard they must fight me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
That we a go hard and I do it. Hennessy a floss and I do it. Champagne pop off.
The Thursday, June 15th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Happy Thursday to you. And of course, you know how to chime in New Providence, 323-6232. 325-4259. Toll free in Grand Bahama and any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow Channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, big up to Pearly for holding it down for me yesterday. I tell you, a lot of ups and downs, you know, when you're dealing with a 91-year-old with a broken hip. But thanks to everybody who coming in. Good days and bad, but we'll get through it. I'm so glad to be back today. And I have a special guest with me in studio today. Priestess for context. Now, we heard the story. We've all seen it play out over social media. We've all been touched by it. And that's for folks who just see the family personally. For those of us who do, we share the blow, we feel the pain. And today, you know, my special guest is Mr. Gerard Darvill. As you know, a few months back, he lost his lovely wife, Kenise. Very tragic situation. And that is a whole show for another day. Because we could take a political tone with that. And we're not here to take that kind of tone today. One thing that we are here to do is remember the legacy of Kenise Darvill. And part of that was big in community building outreach. All right? So it's my pleasure today to have him on the show. I know him from many circles. Baseball to be one. And Kenise was a better coach than him, too. But we don't know. Yeah. And it's the truth. Everybody say that. So with that being said, I want to welcome Mr. Gerard Darwin to the show. How are you, Gerard, looking up through all of this?
Day by day. I'd like to give thanks to God.
Always.
Yeah, man. Through him and some good friends, you know. Kenny's was a wonderful lady, and it showed.
You can see in the community, I mean, and still, and one thing I like, people have not let her the back pages or go to rest. Every day you see somebody still mentioning it's still out there.
Yeah.
Last night at the Iceberg Academy graduation and awards, my sons were there, and props to Sam on a roll, both of them awards can done, so big them up. But they did a tribute last night. I thought that was very touching and very nice. And, you know, part of Kinesis' legacy, like you say, was community. And part of the situation is, you know, part of her tragedy that we're going to turn into a positive from the negative is the fact that we need blood in this country at all times.
Yes.
It can't just be when you need it or I need it and you call your friends and I call my friends. Well, you have the luxury of somebody like me who works on the radio who could push that announcement for you. A lot of people don't have that platform. So I'm glad to see that you have a blood drive going on. And this is for all type bloods, correct?
Yeah.
And to help, you know, break it down and let us know exactly more about it.
So on Saturday, June 17th, in keeping with the tenets of the foundation, we're going to have another blood drive by the Fish Fry, Araki. And it is our intention on Saturday, June 17th, from that we have a Father's Day event where we're going to honor and cherish fathers through fathers having fun with their kids. Lots of play, lots of, you know, games. We're going to have, like, football, you know, in order to get your ankles took. We have some wiffle ball, you know, H-I-J-K, you know, in order you could get some of those too.
No, I got I'll come and I'll officiate.
It's a Father's Day event, and, you know, we're trying to encourage all fathers. You know, we always hear.
You say, my ankles have been took long ago, man. I got my ankles to give.
But for the kids, you know, we always got to put on, right?
Right.
We always got to pretend like we still got it.
But what I like is, a lot of times all you hear on Father's Day is crab and rice, socks and dye, rewind, repeat. That's it.
Yeah.
They don't put no promotion in the Father's Day. They made it in Mother's Day, all right? But I like to see the first.
Yeah.
Get some out there on Father's Day. And it highlights the fact that we do have good fathers still left in the community. Whether it's in a two-parent home or a single-parent home, you still got fathers stepping up to plate doing what they're supposed to do.
Yes.
And a lot of times that doesn't get highlighted. That gets lost in the shuffle.
Yes.
And you hear stereotypes and so on and so forth. So it's good that you've given these guys an opportunity to come out, all of us, and spend time in fellowship with our kids. And I
would like to just be able to use this time even to bring awareness for blood donation, making sure that persons understand that every 8 weeks you're able to give blood. And that can be able to help support the blood bank and their depleted reserves.
I mean, the blood banks, I mean, the reserves you said depleted.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, from Kinesis' story, they were depleted.
Yeah.
Because she had to turn to the community for donations. At what point do we get that we know, okay, we have X amount of blood donated, that we're not, the reserves are not depleted, that we're robust, that we have enough types and enough blood to cover enough types?
Well, this
because, like you said, every 8 weeks you could donate blood. So if we do this properly, we need.
The problem, I don't know if you remember, back in February, I was asking for Ms. Rule, Ms. Albanette Rule, to let the political numbers.
Right?
So there could be more in a more efficient process. It seems that she is keeping these numbers quite a mystery for with Ms. Rule and the entire hospital situation. Understanding that she did come from Doctors Hospital, and now seeing that Doctors Hospital is actually now issuing out more capital shares for an expansion. The hospital is very quiet on what they're doing with this entire situation, and it just reeks of too much quietness in what's supposed to be a public.
Because at any given moment, you or I or any one of the listeners could need blood in this country.
Yes.
And there's only one place you can get it. You can't go to the food store for it. You can't go to Potoski for it. You can't go to, you can only go to the hospital.
It should not even be randomized, right? Because me and you, we're not the most efficient blood collectors there are. We wouldn't be able to know what the person's type is.
Correct.
If they're able to donate blood.
Correct.
If their blood is safe. All of these parameters. It should not be up to a civilian to go out there and treasure hunt for the right type of blood type.
Right.
It should be up to the medical professionals who have a history in knowing how to sort these out, how to properly procure blood for the public. That should be done in a systematic way. And even in a systematic way, once the blood is there, what is the process in how the blood is administered, right? Because now, who is the moral authority once the blood is in the hospital?
As to who gets the blood or who doesn't get the blood.
As who gets the blood and who doesn't, right? Because if you have a doctor inside the hospital that operates with a private practice and also operates as a consultant inside the hospital, well, who dictates who gets first preference for this blood that is being administered, which is a public resource? As far as we understand now, that blood cannot be bought or sold. Blood can only be voluntarily given. So if blood is voluntarily given, then shouldn't there be an open account or rubric to say, well, who gets first preference to this blood?
Well, I always think that if you have enough in reserves and you have enough in the supply line, if A positive needs blood and there's numbers there, then you have to provide it and replenish.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be, well, you can't get it because of this, this, or this. Excuse me. It needs to be, I need A type blood. It's available. X amount was moved. X amount needs to be replenished.
Well, part of it is that the hospital is struggling to procure blood, right? Their strategies are outdated. They're using...
What are the strategies? Tell your friends to donate blood because you need blood?
Yeah.
That means you're in a dire situation and you need it now. And what about the other times you don't need it? And other people don't need it. That's my point. That's what I'm really trying to support. Your blood drive so we can get to the point where we know, like you say, the numbers... Where we're lacking, where we're good, where we're in surplus, where we're in positive, in danger.
But one of the major things I feel like the entire management team of the hospital is missing is that the Bahamas is a touristic destination, very close to the United States. If you barely have enough blood to support your own population, what about the 7 million people that come through here a year? What about all of the cruise ships, the planes that have to land here? Right? Is there any sort of planning for any sort of catastrophic anything? Right? If we barely have the resources to handle what is here now, I mean, we're depending on tourism, but if one incident happened in tourism, we are finished because we don't have it. We don't have it in the healthcare system to support
now,
even us.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it will come a time where we need to get a private organization to collect blood?
Yeah, it's beyond that time. I think...
Whether their only sole purpose is to do what we just discussed, take the inventory, have it stocked out, and know exactly how many types you need, what we're surplus, what we're in, you know, the reserves are depleted.
I think the reason why they're hiding this entire topic behind a shroud of mystery is that, you know, everything ends up looking like the port deal. Right? Everything ends up like the Bahamian people like crazy. Like now it's going to be some mysterious something, somebody come from out the woodworks with a public-private partnership with an effort that Bahamian people could fix themselves. All you need to do is fix the laws, right? If you allow persons, NGOs, to be able to raise funds to help incentivize persons to donate blood, you can be able to do that. You can be able to take blood donations into a whole other industry where persons can be able to get rebates. Tourists can get rebates from different corporate partners for proving that they have donated blood once they've come to the Bahamas, right? I mean, persons, we already understand that these persons coming on the cruise ship broke, so if they come in here to make a couple dollars...
It's a quick way to get some bear money, eh?
All right.
But you have a lot of people who are predisposed to actually donating blood where they come from in the States. So it wouldn't be far out of the realm for them to donate here, especially if it was incentivized, like you say.
Yes, and places like the United States and Canada, they actually donate blood.
And you don't hear Canada and the United States talking about we need you to donate blood. Right. Only unless it's a natural disaster and everything becomes depleted overnight because of triage and situations like that.
I don't even hear Haiti has to do that.
Okay.
So as much as we try to brag that we better.
How draconian are we that we don't have a grip on the blood bank? And when you think about it, some people on a daily basis might not even think about it. But it's a very important situation because until they get in that predicament where they need blood, then they realize how messed up the situation is.
Well, you could imagine this, right? What they're making this now is that in order to save lives, it has to turn into a popularity contest. You have to, one, know people, and you have to know people that like you. It's on the flyer. Right? And so who does that negatively affect? That negatively affects persons who like accountants, persons who are introverts, right? Persons who don't have big families, right? Black sheeps of families. All right, these persons now also...
People who aren't really on social media like that. Like you say, introverts are very private.
Right, so all of these persons pay taxes. All of these persons contribute to the growth of the Bahamian economy. But then now they are unfairly discriminated against because of the policy that now you have to go out and now solicit for yourself. What if a person comes from Ragged Island, right? They only know people in Ragged Island. What, the people from Ragged Island supposed to come up here?
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got a call coming in. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Naughty?
Hey, what's happening?
Listen, we live in a hurricane belt. Every year, we face with hurricanes. What plans the governor?
I thought you had a copy.
So, you know, to draw that illustration, the reason we have a blood problem, we have a blood drive problem, ain't no one find a way to make money off it yet. Let them find a loophole where they can make money. See how quick, see if the blood bank can ever run low on money. That's all the problem is. So you don't want to find a way to make money yet. And you know, it's always refer people to this illustration. Remember the lady at Old Fort Bayou, Starburst Bernadette, the white lady?
Mm-hmm.
During that same week, there's Starburst Bernadette, same week. Guess who owed free?
I think we know the answer to that one.
Okay, then. So it's about having money. You gotta have that connection. You have to know the right people. You have to be in the right circle. And it's a sad day going in this country, where we look out in particular for a joke and for games. You know, we only look at it when something happened, not during the budget debate. As long as ain't nothing going on, nobody talk about healthcare. And that's a sad day going in the country. If you can't heal your people, or if you can't keep your people healthy, what's the point of having a country? Country full of sick people.
No, I mean,
in keeping with all things being fair, right? I have no problem with making blood a product for sale because you have a kidney. If you want to buy a kidney, right? If you want to buy a heart, right? Even if you want to buy a lungs, even if you want to buy a prosthetic leg, all versions of medical treatment are usually for sale, except for one particular thing in the Bahamas. And I have to ask the question, why? Everything else, if you want scheduled drugs, they for sale. You just need the right recommendation, right? So why is it, right, that we have a gridlock, right, on blood?
Because the right person ain't the one find a way to make money off it yet.
There is money being made off it.
The right person ain't making that money.
Well, let me just explain to you how the money is made off of blood. All right. So blood, they don't want to give blood an extrinsic value. But what they do is that you have to test the blood. The nurses have to take out the blood. The blood has to be separated. It's processing. And usually these blood transactions are tied into major operations by surgeons who are going to do a triple bypass or you know, these sort of operations. So when they charge that $100,000 for the operation without what?
Blood.
Yo, bro, I fully understand what you're saying, though, because my brother just had a kidney transplant. My brother was a diabetic for years, dialysis 3 times a week. And he had a kidney transplant. And right now, he don't even have to go back to the hospital.
Yeah.
So I fully understand the importance and the cost of transplant and healthcare.
Yes.
And I am in. But I just think we as a country We need to elect people who take us serious and who stop playing with us with election time, man. Who stop making these crazy election promises and just take us as the people. Man. Look after the people and look after the country instead of looking after their personal interests for a change.
I feel like we need equal access.
We can always have a problem in the Bahamas.
We need equal access because what happens is that once blood sale can be disguised to operations, persons who need blood, right, will most likely fall victim if they don't have a way for it to be paid, like through medical insurance. Because now you as a person that need blood but going into the hospital as a public patient is competing against somebody else who need a kidney transplant and who need that blood. But then the doctor getting paid X amount of money for an operation versus you who trying to get blood. And they say, well, do you smoke? And you say, yeah. They look at you like you was a vagrant. They say, do you drink? You say, yeah. But I mean, like, most of the people now either do one or the other. And they look at you and they say, oh, well, your life expectancy, they put you in statistics. They take you from becoming a whole life and they group you by numbers. Well, if you, by this age, by this weight, if you was do this, well, I don't expect you to live past that. So anyway, let me go and give this blood over here to this person who's giving me money. But then, when it comes to the Bahamians, who is overseeing this process? Who is making sure that the blood go where it's supposed to go? Who's making sure that these persons that they're looking at numbers and statistics is actually real life mothers and fathers who got to go home? Do they churn?
All right, we got another call coming up. Always good to hear from the first call. I big up Freeport. And then let's get to the second call, Mr. Producer. We ready for the second call? All right, let me check the text lines. Well, they got that. You ready for that call? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Oh, yeah, this is CG, man. But listen, I ain't hear you in a long time, personally. But I thought I was hearing someone talking about blood.
Yeah, we talking about blood.
Okay, good. Now, I want to find out from the person in your studio who's talking about blood, about metabolic therapy. But we could think about that for a minute. But I want to bring that home to the point where we are treating cancer as something that's in the genetics, in the genes. You're born with it. The guy who they named the stadium after, he had this something he was born with. But what the lessons that I'm being taught now by my Rosicrucian teachers is that this thing that we are calling cancer is something that's a fungus gone mad to the point where it's making its own oxygen and not depending on the oxygen from your lungs. And here it is now. It's depleting all of your good cells that's depending on the oxygen from your lungs and just finding a way. Because here we're eating now, and you know what? We're feeding this cancer cell simply because we're eating three meals a day. But if we cut back on just eat one meal a day, we destroy those cells that's depending on the oxygen that they are creating themselves. And I think you know what it's called. It's called fermentation. I make liquor, so I know how it works. So is it true, to your guess, that fermentation is happening in the cancer cells and not genetic? Could I ask a question?
I don't know anything about cancer or fermenting.
Okay, let's talk about blood then.
Yeah.
Okay, geez. I am talking
we were talking blood today. I mean, I let you put it out there because, you know, you are right with me.
And yeah, thank you.
I heard from you a couple of weeks. You probably was on the dark web for a minute, so.
Well, you know I am in there all the time. So right, listen, did you buy Audi US today? Because you got about 40 pips that could bring you some money. Are you trading? But let's talk about blood. There are certain blood types, because I just asked your producer, what's his blood type? He didn't know. So maybe you could help him understand, or help us all understand, what is the best blood type to have and what is the worst one to have in case you need a surgery and you need blood? How about that? That could work?
Well, you know, they say O negative is the universal giver, right? They have AB as the universal receiver, right? They have all of these things. You could Google it, right? But I can't say which is the best, right? There is no best in blood type. It's good to have adequate supplies of all blood types, and it's good to even dive deeper into the information to understand what are the ratios of blood types in the Bahamas, and what do we look at when we say that, how are these ratios going to change in the next 5 to 10 years so that we could be able to keep up with the demand.
All right, let's go to the next quarter. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? I guess they got to call us back. All right, let's get to that break, Mr. Producer. All right, and we'll get back and wrap things up on the flip side of the break as we get you ready for the 5 o'clock news. All right, as the Thursday, June 15th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this, my special guest, Mr. Gerard Darvall.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is the Nagico Insurance Tip of the Day. Today's tip, know your insurance representative. Is your insurance representative on your side? How do you know? Insurance representatives are either agents or brokers. Agents work in the interests of the insurance company, while brokers are representatives of the client. But here in the Bahamas, some brokers are actually tied to specific insurance companies, thereby blurring the lines between agency and brokerage. This is why you should know your insurance representative. Are they truly independent or tied to an insurer? Do they offer various options from various insurers or explain key policy conditions? Because your insurance representative is your guide through the complex world of insurance. Today's Nagico Insurance Tip of the Day, know your insurance representative.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. We'll be right back.
are back at you on the Thursday, June 15th edition of Talking Heads. 4:48 p.m. is the time. A special guest, Mr. Jared Darvill. And one more time, you do have, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phone lines, and then we'll let you get all that information on about the event on Saturday and obviously the blood drive and the continued way folks can follow you if they want to continue to donate blood regularly. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Right here, my brother. So you're talking about blood today, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I had a call one of your shows, and I mentioned that to them before. The same thing what the caller's saying, why the host is saying, why they don't get paid or something back. Anyhow, I know years gone by, BTC used to give the people a fair gone by. Now, they need to get back. And I called the show and I told them, at least give the person $150 or something. Because we got places here who could donate maybe $5,000 or something and give back something, you know, for donating the blood. And I agree with him with that because you go in the States, they have places where just buy blood from people. And I see it with my own two eyes.
You like a good conspiracy story?
Hello?
Yeah, I said you like a good conspiracy story.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You remember the same people who gave us all those COVID-19 vaccines? WHO?
Yeah.
They're the same ones that are telling this government not to allow persons to be incentivized for blood collection.
Not to sell the blood?
Yeah. They're the same ones telling our government that Bahamians can't be paid. Yeah. Yeah, WHO, PAHO.
So what, you sit back and, okay, and like I said, right in Miami, I saw the signs up in Miami. They sell them. They pay the people.
Yeah, WHO has a statement out saying that they feel that persons who would sell blood, they would be, their blood would be what, mom? How do they say, dirty? You know, they think that the worst of the worst would come out once you, this is what they're trying to tell us, right? This is what they're trying to make us believe, that if we incentivize blood. Because remember now, we used to at one point even give Guinness, right, at one point, right? Notice that they stop all of that now.
Yeah. But see, you could make it, you could do it right. All you got to do is say, listen, if you're bloody and get caked, then you wouldn't get nothing.
Well, that isn't in keeping with the policy, right? So first of all, we would need to address the policy.
No, when you said what you were saying, you're saying, they go have the waste people come.
I think the first thing our government needs to do is tell WHO to mind their own business.
I think so.
That's the first step.
If that is the case, then we're in trouble.
Right. That's the first step. That they, yes, even though they help us out a lot, but we should have first preference in being the limits, the base level, the baseline limits of blood supply, and we fall in that, right? If we're failing to meet that, then you telling us that essentially that our people, right, who may have preventable deaths.
We get that correct, man. Because like
we can't hope. I mean, we have to make noise. Like, hope is only for people like who don't really want to do nothing, right? If you want to do something, if you feel like your family members or yourself is worth more than that, then we need to do more than hope. We need to be able to tell our people, and when they come in around, when you see them, that, hey, what you doing about this law? What you doing to change it? You have a death, like how my wife died. It's different than, you know, in the United States. You know, you're thinking like, oh, yeah, they, you know, negligence is all, right? Over here, they only value you based off of what you was contributing. So that means now that if you was a stay-at-home mom, right, they would say, oh, well, based off, this is what they value your life at according to how long they feel like you was going to live. So if they feel like you was going to live until you were 50 because you was drinking, you was this and that, right? That's how they value in your life in the Bahamas. So as much as your children cry for you and say, oh, man, I feel like daddy was worth the world to me, the way how our law is set up, you only worth what your paycheck was saying, at least 75% of that.
Anyhow, you take your man and I'm sorry for your loss, you know?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Appreciate your call as always, man. I think we got one more call. You want to take another one?
Yeah.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, blessed naughty. Sometimes, you know, end of the day, right? That's why listening is a part of learning. You say, Mr. Dowell?
Yes, sir.
So I just learned something. And so I just learned that the WHO is incentivizing the government not to take incentives. So what that means is, I can hypothesize that there's a sinister agenda, and it seems to me as if they don't want us to live anymore. Now, you know, I say it just to that coal, because I don't know if you remember when I had asked Dr. Archer to do a show on the international health regulations, right, in which WHO will infringe on sovereign rights and declare a pandemic here, a pandemic there, and a pandemic everywhere. So 52 was out of his mind and talking BS and a conspiracy theorist to the buckless, mindless, pathetic sheep. No love for the other side, okay? Sorry about that, but that's what it is. Now, the blood bank, right, Naughty?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
I was in the hospital, I call it the piddle, right, the last time, and so some friends of mine, some family members donated some blood. I got a transfusion, I think once or twice, I can't remember, but it might have been once or twice, but they're very reluctant to give the transfusions, you know, for some reason. I guess there's a 72-hour parameter. They have to check the blood and et cetera, compatibility, all type of reactions, whatever they do, antibodies and all that, right? But what I'm saying is, I never received, I remember the last time my cousin and them went there and they gave blood. I never received the blood. So because it's a bank, I supposed to have blood in there. You understand me? They call it a bank, right, Naughty?
Yeah. Do you suppose that it did?
What I'm saying is, I got some people, some family members of mine donated some blood. I improved and I didn't need the blood anymore. I was in the blood bank. I don't mind who get the blood. But what I'm saying is, I guess my hemoglobin build up quick or whatever. But you know, it was for me, my low is a high for some people. Because I actually tested my blood and it was like 16, 17, you know. So, yeah, man, bless up. And so, it's a fair paradigm and it's a controlled paradigm going on, especially with the monkeypox now. And so, they want to make a vaccine for every disease now, even if you sneeze. So, get on your knees and give thanks. Because they're really coming after the bookless and the mindless, pathetic sheep who really have no knowledge of science. So, they're going to make a vaccine for every disease now, like I said. But the monkeypox is a DNA virus. It simply means to the learner that it's not really mutagenic at all. Slightly mutagenic. It takes years. It doesn't mutate then like that. And so it's not airborne. So I don't know who sheep are going to corral by the public narratives they're hearing, but my condolences again, my brother. God help us all. Just, you know, I guess the hospital is not a real place for us. The government should invest in us. They're traveling up and down. They don't care about us. It's obvious. And I just hate the lack of cohesion amongst the beaming people and all of us end up in the hospital, either via the morgue or whatever. Slim, fat, jog, or whatever. Give thanks, Naughty. I'm vexed.
Be safe, 52. I appreciate you, man. And I can say he always does his research, always, you know, comes with in-depth answers, you know, to a lot of the stuff going on there. And he's highlighted a lot of issues up there with the hospital. But like I say, that's another show for another day. Every night, I want to thank you for being here again.
Yes.
And I share, you know, MJ, myself, and the boys, we share your pain. We feel your pain, you know?
On Saturday, June 17th, we're having a Father's Day event at Iraqi Fish Fry. We're going to be celebrating fathers. We're going to be putting a different spin to it. We're going to be having games like wiffle balls and one-on-one football drills and skills. You know, fathers with sons. And it's mainly around the focus that the whole concept of, you know, fathers ain't this far. We're going to show them better than we could tell them. And we're going to show them that those fathers that they complain about are the minority. By us coming out on Saturday, showing these women that we could celebrate fathers better than they could celebrate Mother's Day, right? By us coming together, having fun with our kids in a wholesome family opportunity right there at the Iraqi Cultural Heritage Site from 10 to 6.
All right. And then, of course, the blood drive.
And don't forget all, as well, BTVI. Yes, BTVI is going to be having a trade show out there. We're going to be having a lot of our STEM skills for the kids to be trying out different things like plumbing, carpentry, and even being able to take a part in registering for our Smart Start initiative for kids that missed out during those COVID years, parents, dads who may want to be able to revisit some of the trade skills, because you know right now, trades are the only thing getting paid.
Yep.
Right? It pays to be funny, right?
Of course. Okay. They've been paying for 25 years. Don't let it stop now. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But I appreciate you being here, man. And this is the first of many we'll get you on again. And I will talk more blood drives, more initiatives like that, and other things that we need to discuss as well, too. But all I do want to thank you for taking time out. And I will see you out at Iraqi on the 17th, man. I'll make sure to pass by.
All right, thanks.
All right, I ain't trying to break no ankle playing no football. I let you know that now. Let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll have the news coming at you, and in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. So keep it right where you got it. All right, this is Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' butter pecan crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' butter pecan donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Thursday, June 15th edition of Talking Heads. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour, so you know we're talking sports. We got Pearly via the Zoom. What's going on, Pearly?
In this corner right here.
There you
right
go.
Here, my brother.
Thanks for holding it down yesterday.
I had a fun time yesterday doing both hours. That was kind of cool,
did.
Man.
I know you did. You did. Now you can do both hours too, because guess what? The 29th through the 5th, and then the 5th through the 12th, little man playing in perfect game.
All right.
For JBLN and for iElite, so we got to work it out. Probably the first week is all you, and the second week, both of us will be doing it via the Zoom.
All right, not a problem. I can live with that.
Yeah, and you know, your two little knuckleheads, Stat Boy and Donnie, they did that thing yesterday at the awards program. Oh, yeah, they did that thing. On a roll and big-time awards each, so. Tell our school in the East, they got to get recruited academically now, just how they get recruited for sports.
Of course. And I know they have
complete,
to academic.
Complete package.
Sounds like a plan to me. We'll work that out.
I think in the U in the future, man, the U, redeem that baseball program.
You just hook on Florida. They may want to go to Minnesota.
Oh, the valedictorian last night is going to attend St. John's University in the fall in Minnesota.
Yep, probably on a very good scholarship.
And I said, dear Jesus, why when I tell Pearly that now, I ain't never lived that down.
It's a great school. It's a really good small Catholic school. Really good school.
I know Pearly. And Pearly,
Has an excellent sporting program. No, we're not Division I, Division III, but they still do well. They go to the NCAA's Division III championship in golf and baseball and basketball and football.
Well, I mean... On another note, speaking of schools.
And hockey. No, not too much hockey.
I saw a certain picture floating around the internet of a young Pearly on graduation day. Back in the day.
Say that one more time. You saw what?
I saw a certain high school picture floating around on the internet from Pearly's graduation day back in the day.
Oh, you mean with the little good-looking young fellas? You know, probably about 60 pounds or so ago.
Dude. You had that fro going on like Prince in the Revolution, bro. I don't know if it was like Prince or Morris Day and the Time, but it was one of them.
Every break, you see fellas lining up in the bathroom in front of the mirror, picking the hair out and everything like that.
So glow.
And don't get mad with your sister because you need her to plot your hair for you in the night.
Right. I didn't have that problem, but anyway, because I didn't have a sister, I guess. I don't know. All right. But we got
to take a form and slick it on.
Yeah, so we got a special guest in studio there, Pearly.
I'm excited about this special guest. Is this the super great good friend of mine, the great Reggie Forbes, who is to be the dean of students at the great St. Augustine's College?
Yeah, when I tell you, I say, Pearly, he say Earl who? I say, Earl the Pearl. He say, he don't know you.
He know me.
Say, so he don't know who you are.
He already took care of three of my kids.
So that is the one and the same there, Pearly. That's our special right. guest today.
He was a great influence on three of my children, so he knows me.
I know, man. I only pull in your leg, man. So
even though he did not attend to the great St. Augustine's, he helped make St. Augustine's what it is today. Continued that tradition. And brought that discipline and everything into school. He was a great dean of students at St. Augustine's for many years.
I mean, his legend precedes him, man.
Yes.
So you know,
yes.
And we got him here. Now he's saying, "No, you." You say, "Now you remember who you are." So, for that
tell
being
him,
said,
I gonna call, tell him I gonna call Marisi and let her know how he treat me.
See, anyway, we need this mic on there, please, Mr. Producer. Hey, Mr. Forbes, mic on. I think it might not be on. But, yeah, we got him to talk Bahamas games, though, because Mr. Forbes is one of the technical directors of the Bahamas games, which is returning. That's something that you and I both support.
Yes.
I think it's a great initiative. I think it's great to get the sports community involved throughout the archipelago and also to add that competitive spirit to it, too, to see, you know,
yes.
which island is the best. Who puts out the best?
Of course.
So glad to have him here, and welcome to the show, Mr. Forbes.
I'm happy to be here.
And I'm glad you put Ben through Pearly's intro right there, too, you know? So,
how you doing, my brother?
How you doing today, sir?
Grab
thank
that.
God for life. Thank God for life. All right. My new saying is thank God for pain. I got at this age now. I just glad I can feel some pain. I know I'm alive.
Yeah, man. When you anyway, you still look like Prince in that high school picture. But Mr. Ford, let everybody know who may not be caught up, because you know sometimes us Bahamians be behind eight ball a little bit. And then after the Bahamas games goes, they say, "Oh, we had Bahamas games." So when is the Bahamas games actually going down?
The Bahamas games. If I may just go back. The last games were held in 2001.
Correct.
Some 20-plus years ago. And we are fortunate this year that the government saw it fitting, along with the Ministry of Youth and Sports, to celebrate the games during the 50th year of our anniversary. And hence, the games were sanctioned by the Prime Minister and the Cabinet. So now we have been working at this for the past 2 years in preparation for this whole thing to come to fruition on the 7th of July.
A great day.
And that's right around the corner.
That's about 26, 25 days from here.
And now, should everything be online in preparation for the game?
There's a whole lot of things going on. There's a whole lot of buzz on media, video, Facebook, Twitter. And there's a whole lot of activity going on the Family Islands, because our public relations persons, department, they are going around to various islands promoting the sport, promoting the games, getting all of the athletes and the councils excited about coming to New Providence to again stage these Olympic style games.
And so I trust there's going to be an opening ceremony.
The opening ceremony is going to be fantastic. It's going to be one that Bahamians have never seen before. Opening and closing, it's going to be fantastic. That is going to kick off the whole games, and that starts on the 8th of July, and the closing will be on the 15th of July. So if you want to see Bahamian artists and culture in its real form, that is something that you will not want to miss.
So what are some of the...
Is it going to be held at the Thomas... The opening ceremony is going to be held at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium? What time?
The opening ceremonies will be at the main stadium, at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium, the new stadium. And it is large enough to hold the type of crowds that we anticipate participating in this resurgence of the Bahama Games.
Okay.
Now, let me ask this question, Mr. Forbes. Can you give us the rundown of the complete disciplines that are going to be on this year's venue?
Yes, sir. We're having some 16 disciplines.
Pardon?
16 disciplines.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure. That's a lot.
16 disciplines. Swimming, sailing, that is sloop sailing.
Okay.
We have baseball, women and men. We have volleyball, soccer, tennis, cycling, educating, bodybuilding, softball, basketball, golf, track and field, powerlifting, opti sailing, and boxing.
Wow. That's a lot.
And we have 16, and the 16 disciplines requires us using 16 different venues.
Right, so that's all going to be in play at the same time.
Well, the schedule will be in such a manner that all of the games will not be hosted.
Right.
At the same time. We have now broken it down into two segments. And the reason for that is lack of availability of rooms to house the whole games and the amount of persons participating in it at one time. And so it's broken down into two-week segments. And so that will allow us, as the committee, to house the participants in a relaxed and comfortable way.
So that you'll have in the first 16 will be going on at the same time.
In the first week.
One second, Mr. Forbes. Repeat that, probably. I don't think Mr. Forbes heard you.
I say so. All 16 disciplined will not begin on the 8th. Some will begin on the 8th, and some will begin later on in the week. That's what you're saying.
We're looking at swimming. Swimming starts on the 7th through the 9th. Track and field is from the 7th through the 9th. Bodybuilding starts on the 7th. Tennis, soccer will start on the 7th and end on the 11th. You have cycling, which starts on the 8th and ends on the 10th. Sloop sailing will start on the 8th and end on the 10th. Basketball starts on the 10th, ends on the 15th. We have softball that starts on the 10th and ends on the 15th. Powerlifting starts on the 12th, ends on the 13th. Golf will start on the 11th and end on the 14th. Baseball will start on the 10th and end on the 15th. Volleyball will start on the 10th and ends on the 15th. Boxing will start at the 12th, ends on the 14th. And you have the opti sailing, which will start on the 13th and end on the 15th. So there's a whole lot of activities that will be going on. And we're doing them in two tiers. The first segment of the games will start from the 7th through the 11th, and then from the 12th through the 15th. The games that will be competed in the first round, from the 7th through the 11th, will be swimming, track and field, bodybuilding, soccer, cycling, sailing, basketball, educating. In the second phase, which begins on the 12th through the 15th, will be softball, powerlifting, golf, baseball, volleyball, boxing, and educat.
That's a lot of sports to take in.
It's a whole lot for the entire country.
If I want to buy tickets, how do I do that?
How do you purchase tickets?
Tickets can be purchased online, and there's a ticket booth that will be open on Monday at the Secunderlic Stadium.
At the gym, because it's a Secunderlic gym, correct?
Yes, sir.
So tickets are on sale online or at the Secunderlic gym.
You have a website that we can get, that I can go online to find the tickets? How do I find them?
Is there a website to purchase the tickets online? We got that info for you right now, Pearly.
www.BahamaGamesSecretariat.com.
www.BahamaGamesSecretariat.com.
BahamaGamesSecretariat.com.
Super. Okay.
Now.
That's super.
How are we going to take a page from past Bahama Games, Mr. Forbes, and have a draft?
Well,
how are the teams being picked up and selected? There has been
many discussions as relates to the draft. This year, this Bahama Games, the approach is going to afford any player who has representatives from the respective islands. If your mother, your father, your grandparents is born on a particular island, you have a choice to compete for those islands.
I think I was told it's not a draft this time. You can actively recruit.
The player will determine where he or she would want to compete.
Yeah. So because of timing and all that, and I understand that you can have up to 50% of your team can be from New Providence or Grand Bahama.
Well, the way it works, Grand Bahama and New Providence were given the first opportunity to select their teams, and whatever is left in the purse, the respective family island councils have an opportunity to draft them, providing that they are from, and we can establish that they have representation from the respective islands, their parents, mother, father, grandparents, etc.
See, Naughty, my mom from Inagua, so I can either play for Inagua, or my grandma from Ilucho, I can play for Ilucho. So I can go from any one of them two islands. But, you know, since I'm athletically retired, that won't be happening this time.
My grandpa was from Ilucho.
Yeah, I know.
My grandma was from Green Turkey, Abaco, Roberts, so you know.
Okay, all right.
I had to play from one of them two islands if I was still playing.
Yeah,
we can find a space for you.
Space for
you? Got a domino oh, this? That I might have played.
Oh, y'all got like a golf cart division where you put your cooler bear in the back and go to the obstacle course and then see how much bills spill?
Well, we have all of the necessary agencies engaged in the bomber games.
That's nice. The agencies. I mean, the ambulance for me. So, are you every time when I then try to do something funny?
A quick question. I'm pretty much nostalgic about this Bahamas game because I was involved very much in the 2001 games when I was at the Broadcasting Corporation. I served as the executive producer for the show, for the program. So I was heavily involved in it. So I'm excited about that for that reason, if only. But is that and that's going to be the carrier, or is it going to open to all the television stations in the country?
Well, it's going to be open to everybody.
Okay.
So you got a lot of coverage. Let's get to the phone line, real quick. I got a couple of calls here. Let's get to them. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nori.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, no, I don't normally call twice a day.
Man, you all right with me, man?
What time you say the track and field is going to end?
Mr. Forbes can tell you that right now, but he'll pull it up for you.
Track and field starts on the 7th and ends on the 9th.
So it's 2 days, the 7th through the 9th.
I find that kind of interesting, Reggie, because I had an opportunity to speak to the B3As yesterday when I filled in for Naughty. The National Track and Field Championship is the 5th, 6th, and 7th. So I'm a little confused, and I thought the track and field won't be until the next weekend.
They are still in discussions and making some adjustments as it relates to that particular event, because we are aware that there are some national events going on and the team has to travel.
Yes, and some members of the team have to travel, yeah.
Yeah, we are aware of that.
So okay,
there will
super.
Be some adjustment.
Super.
All right, go ahead, Carly. You have another.
No, what I wanted to say, he's saying they could start from a point, but I thought the ending part should be some track and field event. You will have more crowd get in.
Well, you know, sir, I understand. You know, we are promoting all of the disciplines and just not focusing on one discipline. And they're the persons or the followers on our nation. I mean, we do love track and field, but there's basketball, there's tennis, and some very competitive tennis players. Golf is going to be a part of it. Soccer is on the rise. We're going to have some very competitive baseball games at the new stadium. And softball is on its way back. And so we anticipate having full turnouts to these venues, not just track and field.
If the turnout is at this Bahamas Games is anything like the last Bahamas Games, just about every sport was standing room only. Softball was packed, baseball was packed, particularly when Eleuthera played Nassau for softball. And then when Inagua played Nassau, because the Ford brothers all were playing for Inagua back then. So that got pretty exciting. Then when you look, Long Island was playing against Nassau on volleyball because you had the Cartwrights from Long Island. So
just spoke with the Eleuthera Council. They said that they're ready and they're ready to go on anything in their way. They're going to push aside or roll over.
In the last Bahama Games, every sport had an excellent turnout of people. And I think this time it'll be the same thing, because I'm trying to figure out how I can. That's why I was asking you how the schedule is, because I want to go to sailing. I want to go to track. I want to baseball. I want to go to basketball. So I'm trying to figure out, I'm going to sit down and look at the schedule and plot my days.
You definitely have to do that because right now it's a buzz in the air. People are getting more enthusiastic about being a part of the Bahama game. For those who've not experienced it, it is back. And it is back for all of us.
Let's go to the phone lines again real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A pleasant good afternoon, Mr. Doddy.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Sparky, your high-rise manifold was awakened.
Where you are, Kapungala? What's going on, Sparky?
Glad right here. Just getting settled in back home after today's doctor treatment. You saw those things I said you would never
yeah,
be able to buy
the phone. Sparky, you listen to me, man. I got you covered. I got to deal with them in short order. I can light them up tomorrow. I got about 10 or 11 I got to deal with. So we got to have an all-star variety show tomorrow on those handicapped parking violators.
But the thing is, I got up there today. Again, because like I told you, my friend brought it.
And Mark was parked in there.
And I got up there. But this time I met the security guard. And they had another three car parked there. So I said, bro, why you do this, man? He told me, man, what executive tell him to let the people park there. I said, all of you are breaking the law because that is reserved for handicapped people.
Who's the executive who told him he could park in handicapped parking? I need to find out who that giblet is.
The hospital security guard told me that executive tell him to let the people park up there. I said, but ain't one of them got no handicap decal on it. He told me the executive tell him let the people park there. But again, that is reserved for handicap. I don't care who the executive is. How you can tell anybody on the public they can park in a handicap place?
All right, but we can deal with that tomorrow, Sparky. I know you're passionate about it.
They should go to the police and go up there and lock half of them up.
Now, we talking Bahama Games, not a Bucky. I know you're talking about
Bahama Games. They do any box guard races?
But you wonder if they got box guard races, because Sparky's the box guard champion.
we'll try to work that in the next Bahama game.
No. See, y'all young people with this put in charge of things. Y'all don't know nothing but culture.
Sparky, you're talking
to Reggie. You don't know nothing but no box guard.
But Sparky,
you can't fly.
Sparky, you're
talking to Reggie Forbes.
You're talking to the great Reggie Forbes, man.
Well, Reggie never built a kite knee like Reggie don't know how to shoot bombers.
He can shoot basketball, though.
Reggie only know one sport, basketball.
I tend to differ.
But that's one you can claim. That's a good one to claim.
Look at
Box Guard.
Go ahead.
Legend.
They couldn't play volleyball. They could play basketball or track and field, and they were second in track and field.
You went to Aquinas.
I went to Deacon and I, you know.
Anyway, Sparky, always good day out from you, man.
Yeah, Reggie, I do. Y'all organized this wrong, man. Y'all supposed to be celebrating 50 years. Bahamas independence, and I am nothing but box guard, nothing but marbles, and nothing but fly.
I waiting for them to put parking in. Once they put parking in, we ready to go.
Now, see, you're too young, and it was called socking. Socking,
not parking. Well, I'd rather call it socking than parking.
During the 50th celebration, there was downtown Nassau, they celebrated all of those things that you just mentioned. It was involved and showcased, and even those things we used Benny cake and salty sausages and all of this other stuff was on demonstration, and so the secretariat put on a show of all of the things that we were accustomed to in the last 50 years.
Sparky,
go on.
Sparky, me and Sparky got to get back together and. Do this August Monday kite flying thing we did on Fort Charlotte a couple of times.
Back in the day, yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, we need to do that.
We got to try to do that again. That was fun.
Mr.
Forbes, nice kites out there.
Question from a texter. What day is a softball going to be played on? Softball. And you can find all this information simply by going to the social media platforms of the Bahama Game. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
And the website, BahamasGameSecretariat.com.
Softball is going to be in the second turf, which starts on the 12th through the 15th.
Softball will be the 12th through the 15th, Texter.
10th through the 15th.
The 10th through the 15th. Sorry, the 10th through the 15th for softball. And again, folks can get their tickets at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, correct? At the
starting
box office,
on Monday.
Starting on Monday, and then online.
Online.
At the website, right?
Yes,
which
sir.
Is?
www.
Pearly, what's the website? I know you got it right there.
BahamasGamesSecretariat.com.
BahamasGamesSecretariat.com. So you can purchase your tickets online there. And then, of course, you can purchase them at the Kendall Isaacs Gym as of Monday. And the Bahamas Games is going to go down July 7th through the 15th, correct?
Correct.
So you got a whole week, eight days.
A competition.
Reggie, would they have all sport package? You can buy one ticket that will get you into all the games?
Yes.
Or you have to buy individuals?
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Okay.
Yes, they will.
Super. That's what I want.
So, that's what I like.
And less talking here is going to be working, doing some stuff.
We can get some media passes, too. So we could be all up in there.
The media will be covered.
But we'll be good then, Bradley. We'll be good.
You'll be covered.
We'll be good to go.
Once you have to submit your accreditation with the secretariat, and your credential will be forwarded to
Perfect.
The respective radio station.
Make sure Sheldon get that straight for us. Okay. Naughty, I asked Mr. Forbes if Sparky could compete in a drinking segment. They need to do one for Sparky in a drinking segment.
Well, you know, that is not a sport. That's a leisure time for
that's a pastime. That ain't a sport.
It's not a sport.
Listen, tell Sparky we'll be in the corner watching and having that little, you know, them cold coolies.
But you know, the island competing in the games, we know New Providence will be there, Grand Bahama will be there, Abaco will be there, Exuma will be there, Andros will be there, and then we have the smaller islands that combine. Mica will have Meguana, Inagua, Crooked Island, and Lachlan's. That will come as a contingent. Call them Mica. Meguana, Inagua, Crooked Island, and Auckland's. That's one contingent. That is one segment of it. Then you have the Columbus Isles, which is Cat Island, Rum Key, and San Salvador. Bimini and Berry Islands together. Eleuthero, Spanish Wells, and Harbor Island is one. Long Island is another. And then Andros.
Who Ragged Island under? Exuma.
Who's that?
Ragged Island under Exuma.
Yes.
And Long Key under Michael.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's get back to the phone lines. We got another caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello. Naughty, I had to call back to Reggie.
Go ahead.
Listen, Mr. Forbes.
Go ahead.
I came from the Fountain family. There were six brothers of those born up on West Street Hill.
Mm-hmm.
All of them were bartenders, used to work on the bars for Bethel Robinson.
Okay.
Now, I was told by the Fountain family that drinking liquor was a sport back in the day. Now, listen to it. The men used to knock off every evening, and after 5 days, they meet at the bars.
Okay.
And the winner used to always get a free ride home because he couldn't walk. So a sport is whenever you compete in any game, and you come up with a winner and a loser.
And fully exhaust yourself.
Yeah, but see, if you have a winner and a loser, see, I tell you, you only got one track, man. You only know basketball. There's many other sports.
I'm not too old to learn.
Committee to be a sport in the next Bahama Games.
I'm not too old to learn, Sparky. But that would not be one of the sports that I would participate in.
Well, we don't want, man. It's not for Christians.
Somebody got a judge.
Yeah, let him be the judge. No, let him be the designated driver to take me home.
Okay.
I'll
function in that capacity. Really.
Yeah, all right. You're trying to be a saint. We know you, Vicky. Have a good day.
Okay, bye, Sparky. Bye, Sparky.
All right, well, Mr. Forbes, I want to thank you.
So anybody wants information, you can go to the various website, social media platforms.
Yes.
You check up on it.
Yes.
People, this is a wonderful event. It's bringing the islands and the camaraderie that it creates. You get to see family members from different islands, friends from different islands. Let's participate in the Bahama Games. Let's put all that other stuff aside and support the Bahama Games.
And the numbers at the secretariat would be 322-1029 or 69.
322-1029,
322-1069. Or 424-5023.
424-5023.
Yes.
There you go, folks.
All right. Well, Mr. Forbes, I want to thank you for stopping by. And you got to come back at least one more time before July 7th so we can run down everything again close to the time to remind everybody.
We appreciate that.
Not a problem. We'll make it happen for you.
Yeah, man.
I'll line it up with Paul Fernando and make that happen for you. And I appreciate you stopping by today. We'll take a quick break, Pearly. On the flip side of the break, we got a couple of minutes to wrap it up. Because Colin Cowherd taking us home with the final 10 today, boy. And Colin got a lot to talk about. Especially
I like his prediction. I like his prediction.
What prediction was that?
He predicts the Dolphins to win the AFC East.
Oh, God. Well, I know he didn't do nothing favorable for the Cowboys. He had nothing good to say about us.
But he never has nothing good to say about the Dolphins. I'm surprised he did that.
Yeah, that's the kibosh right there. But he's going to talk about the Nuggets. Is the title win good or bad for the NBA? Talking about Bradley Beal, where he may end up. And it could be in a Laker uniform.
Did you see how many people turned out? Like, everybody in Denver turned out for that parade?
Yeah, man. You know, marijuana is legal in Denver, so that was a day to take the whole day off. Everybody was stoned from breakfast.
And you know it's legal over there, so them people was partying.
All day.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded like Yogi got a contact when he was talking. Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Like, I don't know. I it's beautiful.
They said the same thing.
And did you see the tearful breakup between Shannon and Skip?
Yes, I saw that. You know, and Shannon really gave, you know, because, you know, I, since a little incident back then, I had a little skewed. I used to look at Skip with a jaundiced eye, but Shannon really big him up and said it wasn't for him, he wouldn't have been on the, he fought for him to be on that show. So, you know, enough respect.
Yeah, well, now you're looking at idiots like LeSean McCoy possibly filling that seat, and he's a total idiot.
Oh, God.
He's horrible.
Skipper, let's eat him for lunch.
Nick Wright might be actually pretty decent. Nick Wright might be actually decent.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
If they share the same opinion.
I don't like them to share the same. I like when they don't agree. That'd be fun.
Yeah, but that, when they share the same opinion, it might be overkill.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it would be.
But if they go against each other, that could be exciting. That could be some good television.
It'll be interesting. I think that's how it'll go.
Now, I got criticized today because I said Jordan fans are one rung below brunsexuals. Now,
No, I won't let you say that. No, I have to go with it. I can't agree with that.
Are you serious?
Listen. Jordan fans have reason and can back up why they're that way.
Fair enough. No, when I say one wrong belief, I mean like the loyalty, the love affair, what they will do for their beloved Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Jordan fans have more loyalty for Jordan than
LeBron.
Brunsexuals have more loyalty because Brunsexuals
stupid memes that they create. You seen them idiot memes they create? LeBron James is 82-0 on Tuesday nights following a road game who wears a headband and a wrist sleeve.
They'll find anything to make him look good. But like the comedian said, sure he's gonna have all the records. He's playing in the league 21 years. You expect him that if he wasn't having the scoring title and this title and that title, something would be wrong. But we have is those victories for the finals.
Correct.
4-6. Credit where credit due. Kobe was what? What Kobe record
5-2.
Was? What Jordan record was?
6-0.
What Magic's record was?
5-4.
What and he lost to who? Larry Bird, who record was?
3-2, I think, in the finals.
Something like that. All right. So, you know. It isn't like with Magic era. That was a battle between Boston and L.A., basically, and then some others snuck in there once in a while, but it was really a two-horse race. And then Jordan caught Magic on his way out to take one.
Right.
You know. But Jordan came up there, and Jordan went three straight, went home and chilled for 2 years, come back, win another three. You can't kill him for that. You couldn't beat him in the finals.
Couldn't do it. No, sir.
All right, but LeBron gone there. Yeah, LeBron may have gone there more times. That's why he get. LeBron has as many losses in the finals as Jordan has wins in the finals.
Correct.
So so when you see a person so loyal to LeBron, they would be. You see a person loyal to Jordan, they have reason to be. He has backed it up for them to be bragging, for them to have that love affair. I'm just. I respect Jordan, but I'm a Kobe man. I'm a Magic man. So you know.
Listen, at the end of the day, Pearly. At the end of the day. That 4-6 is always going to be albatross.
Yes, of course.
But now we need to talk the best time of the year coming up. We got football getting ready to kick off, brother.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get to this call real quick, all right? And then we'll have to take the break, and out of the break, we'll get to that Colin Cowherd segment. So, again, I appreciate you covering for me yesterday, and we'll wrap it up after the caller, all right?
All right.
All right, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, Yankee Great. Listen. I take offense to what what you had to say, my brother. What are you talking about, Michael Jordan?
Oh, you're a Jordanite.
I'm a fan of that.
You're a Jordanite, eh?
All together, I'm a Bull. I'm a Chicago Bull.
No, well, I just say that your passion and your loyalty is one step below the Bronsexuals. That's all. And,
yeah,
and this,
know,
coming,
but
this coming from a Mamba-ite himself who loved Kobe Bryant, you know what
Naughty,
I mean?
Naughty, if some Jordanites or Jordan fans I know from back in the day, they see a lot of them a lot older. They in their 50s and 60s, them real Jordan fans.
Right.
I have a friend who's a Jordan fan. Stop pulling for basketball because, say, when Jordan retire, he retire. I say, stop liking man, boy.
Yeah, like I said, I don't, like I said, anytime I hear that comparison when you talk about LeBron and Jordan, oh man, listen. As far as I'm concerned, Michael Jordan will forever, in my book, be the greatest basketball player that ever played on earth.
And you're old school, what about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I'm not saying that they wasn't good, but I'm saying, Magic said this himself, you know. Magic said he only imagined the things that Michael Jordan did in the air. You see some of those playoff games in the MVP and the championship, you saw what he did?
He's going
in the air, float, spin around,
listen,
put it in
Magic
that
would have put up just the same kind of... In the same way.
But listen...
That was an interview for Jordan. He was there to big up Jordan. He would have done that. When it was time for him to big up Kareem, he talked the same thing about Kareem. He called Kareem the greatest ever.
But let me ask you this question, Koala. You mean to tell me that we can't put up Kareem's stats against Jordan's stats if we really want to talk the GOAT instead of this dumb argument of LeBron, which is obviously flawed? Because LeBron got a lot of baggage.
If you're talking Michael Jordan, you need to talk about Bill Russell.
I mean, if you really want to look at him, put Bill Chamberlain in there, too.
Oh, Bill Russell, man. No.
Hold on.
I mean, Kareem is good, but...
No. Wait.
Really Bill Russell didn't put up the numbers, but Bill Russell won the title. Russell had the team. Russell had a championship team. The top five could start in any league. It wasn't like some teams have got one star. They had five stars.
Now, you look at all the boxes. Kareem checks out all the boxes. From high school to college to the pros. And he got 5 MVPs. He got 6 rings, just like Jordan. He had the scoring title. He scored more than Jordan. So despite all of Jordan's, all he could do in the air, that sky hook took Kareem a long way. That was a revolutionary shot to change the game of basketball. So I think me and you could argue all day over that. That's a good argument.
I'm not saying you cannot make a case for Kareem.
The reason why you would see Jordan, because Jordan
I'm a Jordan.
You're a Jordan guy. It's all good. You're a Jordan guy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And so that's how I feel.
And you know what?
And guess what?
You're a Yankee. That makes everything all right.
I don't blame you for being the stronger Jordan fan. Like I said, Jordan has given you the right to brag. That's fine.
When I die, by the grace of God, I will be buried in a Yankee uniform.
There you go.
Oh, God.
That's how much I think for the New York Yankees.
There you go. But we got to get to the break there, Koala. I appreciate the call.
Man.
Be safe. Take care. All right, let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll come out of the break, and Colin Cowherd will take us home, man. Pearly, I appreciate you. We'll do it again tomorrow, man.
All right. Ciao.
It's been fun. I got to run. We'll see you mañana.
All righty.
Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
I prepared for my 4x100-meter debut.
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny. The Bahamas game's coming July 7th to July 15th, and Grand Bahama gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info@thebahamasgames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win?
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Chill this summer. Crunchy, sweet, butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. The noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play, Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
NBA finals are over, and on the interweb over the last couple of days, a graph emerged showing the NBA final average ratings the last 30 years. You know, like any graph, there's good years, bad years. It has been made out to be a definitive commentary on the mess that the NBA is today. So at the NBA's height, its highest ratings, that was Michael Jordan, Utah Jazz, swan song, 25 million people watched the finals. That was its high point. Every business has a high point, right? Like, it didn't matter if it's Amazon, Facebook, Apple. There's all, you can't look at the high and say, what's wrong with the other decades or years? Businesses fluctuate. Cultures change. So at its high point, it averaged in that finals 25 million. It is mostly over 30 years averaged about 16, 17 million. Right now, it's at about 12 and a half. Celtics, Warriors, Nuggets, Heat, about 12 and a half. It's dead, they proclaim. Oh, the kids are so fun and cute and adorable. It was dead in the 70s, I was told. That's when the NBA Finals were on tape delay after your 11 o'clock news. Yet it rebounded. Why? Michael Jordan emerged. Stars emerged. It was dead in 2003 and 2007. 30% lower than today. Why? Because Tim Duncan and the Spurs were boring. They were getting $9 million and there was no politics involved. Also didn't have the cable world having the power it does today where far left, far right, big opinions. The NBA is fine. Look at its TV packages. But what is also never discussed is this. At the height, the Michael Jordan era, New York was very good and really relevant with a star, Patrick Ewing. Biggest city in the country. Los Angeles, the second biggest city in America, had stars, was well-run, viable. The third biggest city in America, Chicago, had its greatest team ever, and the league's greatest team ever. The first, second, third biggest cities in America were freaking rolling in the NBA. New York, Chicago, and LA in the last 12 years, one bubble year finals and combined losing records. Markets matter in everything except the NFL. In fact, the NBA actually should do a better job rigging the league so big markets are better. Atlanta, D.C., Detroit, Philadelphia had an 8-year trust the process. New York, Chicago, mostly crappy. Clippers underachieve. Lakers are a bit of a mess. Those are their big markets. Oklahoma City's well run. San Antonio's about to emerge again. Miami's not a big market. They're well run. Milwaukee's good, and now Denver's kicking butt. It's not exactly who you'd pick to be the centerpiece of the league. Yes, the NFL is market proof. But in the NHL, they just got terrible Stanley Cup ratings. Why? Because it was Vegas and Florida, non-traditional hockey powers. In March Madness, if Duke, Kansas, Carolina, Syracuse get bounced early, the ratings go down. In Major League Baseball, no Yankees, no Dodgers, no Braves, Cubs, the postseason ratings aren't as good. We know this to be true. The NFL is market proof. Everybody else needs big markets, big cities, or traditional powers. I also think you can make an argument politics does hurt. Kaepernick, whether you view that as politics or not, many did, the ratings dipped. Black Lives Matter. I didn't see it as politics. Most or many of you did. Probably dinged it a little. But the two things that never get discussed with the NBA, because we know the clicky world we live in, are one, the big markets stink. New York, LA, and Chicago, markets at its best that were kicking major butt, haven't been very good for about 12 years. And the second thing is the league is getting very international. There's only about five players per draft that end up being impactful NBA players. What's impactful? A defined role, the kind of player that helps you win a playoff series, a winning player. Aaron Gordon's not a star. He's highly impactful. Andrew Wiggins was just talented in Minnesota. He's impactful for Golden State. The average NBA draft gives you about four of those. Gives you 30 guys who are talented, gives you about four of those guys that matter in the postseason. So there's a story out this morning. The Miami Heat, incredibly well run over the last 15, 20 years with Pat Riley, are going to pursue Bradley Beal. Now, I think Bradley Beal over Damian Lillard makes some sense. He's bigger. He's younger.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. George also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at George's. Where we put fashion at your feet.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different. Uh-huh.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road. Going down Village Road. Going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Shadow,
we want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey.